from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What does this weekend mean to you? You put on both of these uniforms, and this is the last Bay Bridge series we're ever going to have.
You're trying to make me cry right out of the gate?
Yeah, I am. Not going to make me cry, Roy. Not going to make me cry. Here, I'm going to crack a drink and you talk.
No, man, I feel bad for A's fans, man. They're the most hardcore fans I've ever been around. And I say this all the time publicly. Like, 15,000 at the Coliseum back in the day was like 40,000 in other places.
Okay.
Like, they brought it, the passion. The knowledge of the players, the drums out left. It was incredible. And I have a lot of friends that work for the organization right now. They're in limbo land. They don't know what's going on. I think the whole organization's in limbo land. So for such a storied franchise to win all the World Series and to have all those great teams in the 2000s that never made it to the World Series, that we couldn't get out of the first round for whatever reason, but we thought we had the best team in baseball. There's a part of me that I'm going because I want to be there. And I don't know that I get into the whole Bay Bridge rivalry series thing, A's Giants, and I think it's more for the fans. I never really understood it, being on both sides of it.
I can explain it, but go ahead.
Because I've just been a fan, as a player. It's just whatever.
It's a different energy in the building.
It is.
It's a totally different energy. I have one of the weirdest Bay Bridge series memories that probably won't mean much to anybody. But the first time I went to a sporting event when crowds were allowed back in, after cardboard cutout time, was a Giants-A's game. Sean Manaea pitching for the A's at Oracle Park, and I sat real close right down the first base line, and it was the first time I'd sat next to somebody in a major event in 2 years because of COVID, and the energy felt electric and memorable to me.
So I was getting to the good part about a kid growing up.
Yeah.
And going to A's games.
Let's hear it.
And going to the Coliseum and sneaking down to the bullpens that were down the lines and watching pitchers throw as a 12-year-old going, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to hit that. And sitting right there, right when they got loose, throwing 95. And you're watching and you're like, I want to be a big league baseball player. I'm 12 years old. And look how fast this guy's throwing. Growing up in Detroit, moving out here when I was 7, every time the Tigers came into town, my dad and mom would take me to A's Tigers. And I got to see Mark Fitterich pitch the bird in his prime against the A's. And we waited outside down where the buses are. And Mark, we had a ball that day, and Mark Fitterich waved. Back when buses had windows that would open, he slid the window open. Yeah. He was leaning out. And it was like, I mean, he was a rock star. And there was people cheering. And he waved to my dad and threw the ball up to him, signed it. I still have a Mark Fitterich autograph.
Wow.
So I have tons of memories of going to both the Coliseum and Candlestick Park. As a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, this isn't about a broadcaster or a player, because I did the A's pregame shows for a couple of years over at Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area, and I've been a broadcaster for the Giants. I've played for both teams. So all of those things. I mean, that's why I'm here today. So keep playing them as long as you can. Yeah.
It's a sign of endearment. I want everyone to know that. I don't take offense anymore to the drips. But anyway, go ahead.
But it is a sign of endearment.
Yeah.
But it's more for me as a kid growing up this series,
okay,
and going to both ballparks and sneaking down to the good seats. And when I was at Cal my freshman year, we'd be sitting around our house, which was in Oakland, and we'd look at each other at about, I don't know, 6 o'clock after practice, and we'd go, want to go to the A's game tonight? So we'd all pile in the car as freshmen in college, grab those big beers and sit out in the bleachers and watch the A's play. We didn't care whoever.
Right.
We're playing college. We're like, oh, this is big league baseball. So I probably went to just as many A's games as a kid as I did Giants games, even though I grew up more of a Giants fan as a kid, going to Candlestick Park and rooting against the Giants late in the game for tie games so I get a quad day candlestick on the way out. I used to root for extra innings because I wanted the quad day candlestick so bad. Even though the Giants maybe were ahead 3-2 in the ninth,
yep.
Whoever they were playing, just score one because I want the quad day candlestick.
No, those buttons were a sign, man.
And
those,
we used to, I mean, in high school, my friend had an El Camino. Remember the El Caminos that were like pickup trucks?
Sure, of course.
We pile in the back of the El Camino from Folsom, California, and drive down I-80 in the summer, laying down in the back of an El Camino. My hat blew off in Vallejo on I-80, and we would go to games. We'd get home at 1 a.m. because it was 2 hours. We did this all the time.
Yep.
So for me, like, I know the A's are apparently moving to Sacramento, and that's cool for some of my family members that might get to see baseball there, but there's a lot of ties in a lot of different ways as a fan, as a player, as a broadcaster to both of these teams. So that's why I'm going this weekend, kind of like a closure sort of thing.
No, I love that. And I think we'd immediately love to put it out to each and every one of you, especially A's fans, obviously. Giants fans are going to have a different sort of an angle on this, although you're certainly welcome to weigh in. That's who I am. I'm a Giants fan. I'm going to weigh in on this. But 888-957-9570 on what this weekend means to you. You said you're not really clear sort of on the rivalry, and I would argue that's not the right word for it. Like, I never grew up, quote, hating the A's. I didn't, that's not what it was. I went to some games in Oakland. I went to a lot more at Candlestick. I'm a Peninsula kid and I'm a Giants fan. But yeah, there were times where, whether it was just because of access or a player you wanted to see, or a friend who might have been an A's fan, and they're like, hey, we're going to the game, you'd invite me, I'd go to the game. And then there was the A's playing the Dodgers in 1988, and I'm 13 years old, and I do, with capital letters, H-A-T-E, the Dodgers. And so when those two teams played in 1988, I became a huge A's fan for the month of October. And then I was heartbroken when Kirk Gibson and Mickey Hatcher and all that stupidity that unfolded when the A's were the way better team in 1988. But the Dodgers win the World Series, and then it lasted for a year where I was kind of into the Bash Brothers. I went to one of those playoff games that year in 1988, caught a batting practice ball out in the outfield. Like, I got into it a little bit, and then it got ruined. Then it got ruined in 1989 because Jose Canseco called Will Clark a three-toed sloth. And the two teams played one another in the World Series. And we here on the San Francisco side of this will forever feel like the whole thing got robbed from us. Not that the Giants were the better team, but the experience, we were robbed. It's the same feeling I had when Brock Purdy's arm fell off in Philly. It's not we would have won. It's, wait, I wanted to see that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I wanted to see that unfold.
Plus,
and we never got to see it unfold. And from that moment forward, it's not that I hated the A's, but there was hurt feelings there. And so it's sort of the way a USC fan describes the rivalry with UCLA versus the rivalry with Notre Dame. UCLA, they hate. Notre Dame, there's like this respectful, but kind of tension. And that's how I would describe my view of the A's as a Giants fan.
That World Series, the Earthquake Series, like that, the World Series is the most important thing in the world. And, you know, as a kid growing up, and I think I was in college then.
I was 14.
And I don't feel like, I think we just all got robbed because then it was just, those were just games all of a sudden.
Totally.
It wasn't the World Series
anymore.
Nobody cared. Because there was way more important things going on. People were dying. You know, the bridge, the marina on the other side, the Nimitz, all that stuff. So yeah, it just became like, even though they delayed it, those were just baseball games after that. And maybe the players felt that way too.
They did. One of them said it. It actually crushed me as a four. I can't remember which one it was, but one of them was quoted as saying before game three happened, honestly, I could take it or leave it at this point.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm done. Who cares? Who cares? And then the Giants came out and played. Like, who cares? And it was over.
Didn't Jose Canseco drive home in his uniform from Candlestick? And he was with Esther, his wife at the time. Is that was her name, right?
I think so.
And then he had his uniform on in his, like, Ferrari with his cleats, and he was, like, pumping gas.
Probably.
Can you imagine seeing Jose like in his uniform, like, full uniform with the World Series patch on it, pumping gas with his wife or girlfriend in the car, whatever it was at
that
time.
Don't you think if that happened, like if you were at the gas station and he pulled up in his uniform, you'd be like, I think I'm dreaming right now. Yeah. That's not a real thing. Jose still in his in his uniform. Yeah. Anyway, that's how I describe it. And I've held that forever. I don't have anything quote unquote against the A's, but there's a different energy there. And that's gone. And then the other thing I was thinking about with this, and this is where I want to be very, very deliberate with the way I deliver this, because I don't want to offend any A's fan. Because I really do, from the bottom of my heart, I feel for all of A's fans. However, I also feel like this is not new. We've known that something was wrong for a long time. You've been treated like crap for a long time. I see the A's to their fans as an abusive relationship. And so from that perspective, 2024 does not feel like the year that loss happened with the A's. It happened a while ago. They're still here, sort of, in theory. But if you want to look at the team and its fan base as a relationship, it's been an abusive one, a bad one, one that you should leave for a long time. Now, so I look at the A's and go, I really wish in the grand scheme that you weren't leaving, but if you're going to behave like you have the last 7 to 10 years, go. Get out of here. I have no interest in anything about you, and I feel for the fans that are conflicted with that. I understand. I hope you understand. I don't mean I don't want you to have a team, and I don't want you to have baseball, and I don't want the East Bay to have pro sports. I think it should have all of those things. But if you're going to behave like John Fisher has behaved, go. Leave everyone alone. You're awful.
Yeah, but the frustrating part for A's fans is that they would love a new owner.
Yes.
And a new ballpark.
If Joe Lacob would buy the team, you'd come back.
Just put it right where it is. Anaheim, they redid that.
Yes.
It's a beautiful ballpark. I mean, you already have the parking. You already have a building. Just refurbish that and make it sweet. And then start, like, actually spending money on players and keeping players and not be the minor league system for the rest of the league.
don't know.
Like,
man.
I mean, I played in Montreal. I know what that's like. And the A's have been that way. I mean, this it comes to Jason Giambi, see it. Eric Chavez, see it. Miguel Tejada, see it.
Yep.
Zito, see it. Hudson, see it. Mulder, see it.
You could do this for an hour. You know what I mean? Name those names. It's crazy.
Ricky Henderson, see ya. Reggie Jackson, see ya.
It's not even like that's the biggest aspect, but I also think, and you can speak to this even more. Although, like, what years did you play there?
Just one, 2001. We're 162.
And how would you describe the way you were treated in the facilities?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Okay.
Maybe the families, the way they took care of us. It's the most fun I ever had playing baseball.
Really?
Period. I mean, even though I got the fantasy camp year with the Giants and growing up a Giants fan and wearing that jersey and playing catch with Barry Bonds between innings, and it hit me like in the fourth inning that I'm warming up with Barry Bonds between innings when I was in center and he was in left, and he'd just be playing catch with them going, this is so cool. I'm playing catch with Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
But the A's were a family. Like that group, Jason Giambi called us the Island of Misfit Toys.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a release player from here, release player from there, Billy Bean waiver wire, this, and then all of a sudden we're winning every single night. And I've told the stories millions of times. We all went out together. We all hung out together. It was literally 25 guys that generally loved each other. And it was the best workplace environment I've ever been around in my life.
And that was 23 years ago. And yeah. I would argue in the last, and I don't know what the exact number is, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever, from a facility standpoint, from the way they've treated their fans, what's there for the fans at the ballpark, what's there for the players on the background, what's there for the people who work there for the Oakland A's. And again, I wanted another special shout out to anybody who's lost their job through this.
Yeah,
my heart goes out to each and every one of you at such a level, but you've been treated so awfully. So stop being abused. Go away.
That's easy to say, though.
I know it is.
When you've been an A's fan your whole life and you've been loyal to the organization and loyal to the franchise and all your favorite players and your best memories as a baseball fan or in the Coliseum or whatever the hell they call it.
But
now.
There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, but it's hard to just say, I'm done with you, screw you. That's easy to say, but it's not. It's hard to do.
Of course it is. Just like any abusive relationship, it's hard to leave. But that's how I view it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.